Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Heading for the weekend, Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. We're at stevejonesshow.com. We're on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter as well. Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Apple Podcast app, Google Play. Just hit the subscribe button and we can send the shows right to your mobile device. And you also have access to at least 3 months of previous shows when you go to our podcast archive page at stevejonesshow.com. Friday edition of our show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Great specials from Corey and the crew now through Tuesday. Coors Light, 24-pack, 16-ounce cans. The Pounders, $14.95. Svedka Seltzer Variety, 12-packs, $8.99. And also, you are invited to try a 4-pack of Newground Hard Lattes, now available at Brewers Outlet. Lots of other great beverages, soda, water, snacks, fresh roasted peanuts, and the pickle bar with lots of delicious flavors, too. All at Brewers Outlet, the super stocked beverage superstore on Reagan Street in Sunbury. So we're with you live till 5. Steve will be checking in just a moment from the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And since it is a Friday, we will hear from Steve's brother, Kevin Jones, to wrap up the show live this afternoon at 4:35. So we're with you live till 5. Then we'll have the late day news roundup beginning at 5:06. And then tonight, 6:30, we'll start another season of high school football on WKOK and our Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation group. Here on WKOK, we'll have Shikellamy at Danville beginning at 6:30, and the kickoff at 7 with Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie. Lewisburg tonight travels down Route 15 South, take on the Seawolves Grove Seals at Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field. Greg Wetzel, Justin Michaels will have the Lewisburg call on 100.9 The Valley, and you can hear the Seawolves Grove Seals call on Eagle 107 at 107.3 with Pat O'Brien and our new Seawolves Grove Seals analyst, former Seals head coach Dave Hess, will be joining our Seals broadcast on Eagle 107. Looking forward to bringing Dave on board. He will sound great tonight with Pat and give us a really terrific perspective. Tap into that coaching expertise. Years and years of roaming the sidelines for the Seals. And we're ready to jump into another season of Seals football on Eagle 107. Also, week one, as we check the scorecard this evening, North Schuylkill at Loyal Sock. Williamsport will be in Mill Hall to take on Central Mountain. Central Mountain will be at Lewisburg next Friday night. Marion Catholic at Midwest. And we send our best wishes to our broadcast colleague, Matt Catrillo. Matt tonight will be calling the Marion Catholic Midwest game on SECV 8. Also, you've got Montgomery at South Williamsport, Milton at Shamokin, Tamaqua at Line Mountain, Schuylkill Haven at Upper Dauphin, Tri-Valley at Mahanoy Area, Newman Goretti at Bloomsburg, Mifflinburg at Hughesville, Muncie at Warrior Run, Jersey Shore at Bellefonte. Columbia Montour Votech plays tomorrow. We'll take on Panther Valley. And Southern Columbia will be in Columbia, South Carolina to take on the Hammond School. That kickoff 2 p.m. Sunday, and that'll be televised on ESPN 2. Keep tabs on our scores all night long. You can check out WKOK.com and click the high school scoreboard banner. And when the Shikellamy game and the Seawolves Grove game are finished, I'll be over on Eagle 107 with the latest updates on scores and highlights with Sunbury Motors Game Night. Looking forward. That'd be my seventh season with Game Night starting tonight over on Eagle 107. We say it every year. Hard to believe high school football has finally arrived. Pittsburgh Steelers have a primetime game on Sunday night against Tennessee. Pregame will be on 100.9 The Valley beginning at 6, and the kickoff will be at 8. So we'll take a quick break and wait for Steve to drop into the Sunbury Motors studio as we're now just 1 week and 1 day away from Penn State football. Penn State, Idaho will be the week one matchup on the 31st with a 3:30 kick in Beaver Stadium. So we're just getting started ramping up our Penn State football conversations. So if you know of a Penn State fan that's not aware of our podcast, let them know, all right? And we'll get them the best, most comprehensive Penn State football coverage from the voice of the Nittany Lions himself on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, and SteveJonesShow.com.
Brewers Outlet, the beverage superstock superstores, ready for all of your warm weather activities. Camping, picnics, grilling, visit Brewers Outlet first. For microbrews, imports, domestic specialties, they got them. Grab some pickles at the Pickle Bar, Steve Jones's favorite place. Snacks, Brewers Outlet has that covered. Soda, sports drinks, check. Weekly specials, too. And there's lots of convenient parking. So get all the refreshments everyone will love for your next outdoor gathering at Brewers Outlet, the beverage superstock superstore, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
All right, great to have you with us on the show today. Corey, the pickles, awesome. They're gone.
That didn't take long.
Nah, less than 48 hours, not bad.
Gone. Gave me two barrels worth there of barrels. Mm. Yeah. Ah, it's great to be on a Friday, isn't it? We're going to talk a little bit about the Little League World Series today. Yeah.
It was awesome to hear from Sarah Lauber this morning. Mark Lawrence had a conversation with her on WKOK Sunrise as we're now just under 48 hours away from Sarah on the field at Lamadie Stadium just before 3 on Sunday, right before the World Championship game. We are so happy for Sarah, and she will crush it.
And not only that, but I did a promo for Mark, too. So it was, you know, I assume he got it.
Yes.
There was probably no appreciation for
him. I will double check with him. He'll be back in the building tonight during high school football. I'll double check, make sure he got it. But it was passed along in a timely fashion after you recorded.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, tonight, high school football openers. And you know what? Turned out, do you want to talk about a break? Weather's terrific. I mean, it's not hot. I think it's a nice line. In fact, those of you going to high school games tonight, you might actually need a jacket.
Yeah, especially walking back to the car after the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty rare. Normally week one, week two, you got the stifling humidity. You get worried about some of the kids cramping up with dehydration. So, yeah, it's going to be a gorgeous night tonight for football.
Yeah, I love it. It's going to be great. And we've got Selins Grove in Lewisburg tonight. Eagle 107 for Selins Grove, 100.9 The Valley for Lewisburg. And then we'll have Shikellamy at Danville. For some reason, I've had a lot of requests here the last, I've got 15, 20 emails wondering where we can get the Danville broadcast. I'm just saying.
Buhner on play-by-play? Wow. I figured if we'd known that, he would have texted either you or I about that.
Oh, Buhner would be all over it.
Yeah.
This would be like Buhner's play-by-play coming out party. It would be great. Yeah. They don't seem to be all that enthusiastic.
No, no. B squared, big fan, this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So, like, then I got one, can the Chief do the Danville broadcast? Man, I keep getting stuff like that. What does this mean? I don't know what it means. All I'm doing is passing along the emails and text messages I get. You act like, I mean...
Our boy's got a lot on his plate. I understand that, but I checked in... I checked in after I got here. I went over to the big office, the interim office, and
was he talking to his imaginary friend Bobby again?
I must have caught him in between thoughts. I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear him talking to him, quote unquote, himself as I was walking down the hall toward the door. Yeah, because he'll check in with during our Seals game day on Eagle 107. We'll get the Shikellamy perspective, you know, of their game. I say, you got game day all set, ready to go. He goes, oh, forgot. Oh, thanks for reminding me. It's like, that's why I'm here.
I just don't know.
It's like I'm his concierge.
Well,
sometimes
you're more than
that. Sometimes I feel that way. Sometimes
you're his right arm. I mean, it's the way it is.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, it's just, you wonder why.
Yeah, but I'm more effective than his chutter, that's for sure.
Well, I said to Coach Hort the other night, I said, it's too bad you're not going to be back. And he said, I can only carry a guy so far. Yeah, it's like, okay. Okay. I just thought I'd mention that, though. Because people wonder. Now Dave Ritchie, who, like, in the basketball part, like, even the Chief has his limits. And give him credit. He's going to jump on board with this. Well, it sounds, based on what Dave said yesterday, and I hope this happens, comes to fruition, but it sounds like Shikellamy has a chance to be absolutely a better team than last year. More fun, more exciting. Because the problem was last year, it's not just the losing, but when you're losing and can't score, boy, that's depressing.
And you feel like you got one hand tied behind your back, and you figure, oh man, can we get it? Is there any possible way we can get more injuries on this club? And sure enough, it just happened one after another. High school bottom line, high school football in the area is better when Shikellamy is playing better. Enough said. It is.
Well, when you're scoring but losing, it's frustrating. When you're not scoring and losing, it's depressing. It's the way it is. And last year they lost and didn't score. Thus it was tough. That's why I think Kevin and Coach Hort did such an awesome job last year. They deserve the award they got. They did a great job, and with all due respect, didn't have what you call a lot to really work with. This season I hope they've got a lot to work with, and it's a lot of fun. That's one thing about high school football. Boom. You can change it around in 1 year. And hopefully starting tonight at Danville, they can do that. Now, obviously, I'm a little worried about the subliminal broadcasting of the Danville Ward 4.
Pre-game.
Kingpin. First and 10, Danville. No new taxes. At their own 34-yard line, better roads. Hey, you just can't use a football broadcast to campaign.
Let Kevin Herr, yeah. Kevin Nealon. What's going on?
I brought this up with Roger the other day. I mean, we were in complete agreement. We usually are simpatico. Didn't want to take it too far. I didn't want to bring up the interim part. All right, so...
Neither did he.
Wonder if he's had any time to get ready for the game.
I think he has.
I mean, if, you know, Like, if he starts mentioning guys from, like, 8 years ago, because that's the last actual chart he did, then that's not good. Guys that have graduated from college. All right, Penn State basketball schedule came out today for the Big Ten. As you know, over the years, I have complained about the Big Ten part of the basketball schedule, you know, how it's put together. Like, Penn State last year had one Saturday game when the students were there. One Saturday game. Whole season. But in years where they've had what I think is a really good schedule, conference-wise, I've said they have a really good schedule. I mean, I think people who actually listen to the show and don't selectively listen for what they want to hear, you've heard me say, hey, this is a really good schedule. It's up to them to play it, but this is really good. This is a really good schedule that Penn State has this year. They'll open up the Big Ten on that Big Ten football championship weekend. They play at Ohio State on Saturday, December 7th. Now, the irony is, and this is not a complaint, because I don't think this really matters as much. It's not a complaint. But the irony is, since they've gone to this schedule for the third straight year where you open the season on that December weekend, all three weekends Penn State's opened on the road. Now, that's no big deal, because to me, if you win the game, your next game's at home. Right? That's where you got to take advantage of it, because Penn State, since they've gone to the schedule, has not won its opening home game. That opening home game in the Big Ten will be Tuesday, December 10th with Maryland. So they open at Ohio State, then Maryland. Then you get to January. They're going back to the Palestra. They'll play Fran McCaffrey, Philly's own Fran McCaffrey. That's why Fran would agree to do this. At the Palestra on Saturday, January 4th. Then on Tuesday, January 7th, they're at Rutgers. They come back on Saturday, the 11th, at the Jordan Center. They play Wisconsin. They go to Minneapolis to take on Minnesota on Wednesday, January 15th. They then come back on Saturday, and they on the 18th of January, and they play Ohio State at the Jordan Center. Next up, let's see, Wednesday the 22nd, they're at Michigan. Then they get the bye weekend, ding, 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 which then brings them to Wednesday the 29th, and they're home with Indiana. Now you make the transition to February. They're at Nebraska on Saturday, February 1st. Then they're at Michigan State on Tuesday, February 4th. But they come back on Saturday the 8th, and they're home with Minnesota. February 11th, on a Tuesday, they're at Purdue. But then they come back on Saturday the 15th with Northwestern. And put a star on that one. There will be some additional news dealing with the Penn State-Northwestern basketball game on Saturday the 15th. There will be additional exciting news around that. We will leave the masses wondering what. They've got Illinois at home on Tuesday, February 15th. They're at Indiana on Sunday, February 23rd. They then have Rutgers at home on Wednesday, the 26th. They're at Iowa on Saturday, February 29th.
Leap Day this year.
Yep. Man. Yep, Leap Day. March 3rd, a Tuesday, they're home with Michigan State. And then they are at Northwestern on Saturday, March 7th. In my opinion, this is an excellent schedule. It's conducive to getting people. If you're playing well, it's conducive to getting people there. Penn State's the program that needs Saturday home games, because if you want to attract a crowd from Harrisburg, if you want people to travel from Western PA, you need to do it in such a way where there's a Saturday convenience to it that you don't get any other day.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, Imports Domestics Microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, enjoyed by the Jones household, led by the Barrows and the Dills. Indeed, second to none. It's the weekend. Stock up. Stock up.
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Ooh, they're having a great year at Sunbury Motors. They should. When you've got that kind of sales staff, that kind of product, and that kind of service department, people find out. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. So, we do have a couple of guests today. I don't know where we are in the guest category here, Sean.
Yep, I'm working on those as we speak, and while I do that, we got our pal Tony from Shamokin on the line. Wanted to check in. Want to talk about some high school football.
Hey, what's going on?
Not a thing. I'm about to go under.
Come on, Tony, not with you. Tony, not with you. We always know you're hopping. You're making things happen.
Oh, yeah, I make things happen. We should make this happen, folks. When did they make the decision to start high school football games at 7 o'clock instead of 8? Was that mandated by the state, or was that up to the schools?
I think it's up to the schools, Tony. And to me, to be honest with you, I know here in State College when they moved them back to 7 back in the 80s, I personally liked it because I think part of it is that it's local.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do general feel. Most people are out of work by 5, generally. You don't have that far to travel. And also, by 10 o'clock, you can go home.
That's fine for a home game.
Road games are different.
Story. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. There's no question. And
I never miss a game.
Yeah, Well, let's flip it two ways, though. That's interesting. Let's flip that two ways. Suddenly now you go on a road game, and the game starts at 8. You're not getting home till 11:30.
Yeah. That's no big deal.
Okay. Well, as long as you don't think it's a big deal. I mean, it would be a little bit of a big deal for me because after a while, because, look, of course, now this is after a week where I've been on the road all week. So.
It is different. But I drive all week.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Last month I put over 3,000 miles on the car.
Oh,
and
I wish our digital media guy would do that on sales.
I loan him some of the miles I put on my car.
It also gave you a chance to, when you're going to an away game, I'm talking about when we played teams like Pottsville and North Buco. They were far enough away, but not too far.
Right, I got you.
And it gave you a chance to go to other restaurants, stop somewhere for supper maybe, You just don't have that anymore. It's rushed right to the game. Same with in Shamokin. I get home from work 5:30. So I get ready to get out to the stadium. It's kickoff.
Yeah.
No time is socialized before the game.
Yeah, I understand that. I think I look at it a little differently, and the reason, and again, it's to each his own here. But I mean, if I go to a high school game, then I buy something at the concession stand.
But
everything's changed so much. Let's take State College. State College is in a little different situation than a Steelers Grove, a Shamokin, Shikellamy, whatever. State College used to play a schedule that included Bellefonte, 10 miles away, Altoona, 40, Hollidaysburg. Well, then, as a quad A school, they needed quad A competition, so they joined the conference. Well, now you're going to Cumberland Valley. Now you're going to Harrisburg. Now you're going to McDevitt. You're going, and the trips are not short trips. I mean, they're in a conference, but they're not, quote, playing a regional schedule. And man, now the game gets over at, say it's an 8 o'clock start. The game gets over at 11 o'clock. Now you're getting home at 11:30, midnight. I remember when they played Erie Cathedral Prep, which they played before, right? You're back at 2 a.m.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
But when I was in school, the furthest we went was Hazleton. It was 35 miles.
Right.
That was the furthest trip we took.
I remember the first year
they went to York, I thought, what are they, nuts?
Yeah.
Who wants to go all the way down there and play football? We have enough football right around here.
When I played high school football back in the leather helmet days, no face mask, the furthest we went was 60 miles one time. The next longest trip we made was 30 miles. All of our games were within 20 miles. All of our games. Almost every game we play was within 20 miles. And it's just today, with the regionalization of school districts, you don't have that as much anymore.
I know. That was pretty much the way ours was. 20 miles, Pottsville, Berwick maybe occasionally. When Berwick was a breather game between Shikellamy and Mount Carmel.
Right.
That's how long ago that was.
Well, did you play Thanksgiving Day?
We played Thanksgiving game a day.
So did we.
We played Mount Carmel.
In 1973, we
actually had James Michener was at the game, and he wrote about it in Sports in America, the Shamokin Mount Carmel game.
Yes. Yep. Actually, I remember that
article. That was a great game.
And we had a crosstown rival. We had two high schools in our town. Don't anymore, but had two high schools in our town, and we'd play on Thanksgiving Day, and we'd have 15,000 fans
at the game. That's what we used to get. And everybody was home for
8 a.m. And we'd play at 10 a.m. That's right. We'd be home for Thanksgiving dinner by 1.
Yeah. I mean, they were the good old days to me, you know. Did you know Tim Montgomery from Penn State?
I did, and he was the head coach at Williamsport in the 80s when I was doing State College high school football with Ron Pavlechko here. And through Ron, I got a chance to meet him.
Yeah, he coached Shamokin in 75, our championship.
Okay.
And I think he was at Shamokin 4 or 5 years. Well, he passed away a week and a half ago.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
He was a good guy.
Yeah, and I liked him.
I just wish the Shamokin paper would have done more than put in just a little announcement. We forget things like that. And our people in Shamokin today don't even remember he was our coach. And to me, that's a shame. I can remember every coach we had back to Jones in 56, 57.
Sure.
I was a kid then.
Yeah.
But I can remember them all. I mean, Shamokin, I remember George Chom. From Ohio State and Navy?
Yeah, right.
He was a Shamokin coach.
Yep, that's right. That's exactly
right. Sarantino? I mean, Lebanon Valley? But we forget people anymore, and I just think that's sad.
You know, it's interesting. you and I can reminisce about various people from years gone by that we remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we can term it the good old days.
Yeah.
It's interesting how young people look at it. It's like, oh, come on, the game's so much better now. And there are some elements of today's game that are better. There are also some elements of today's game that are not.
That's right. I agree 100%. Yesterday we were talking about Bob Cousy getting honored by the president. My first thought was, yeah, he played when Paul Arizin played. How many people remember Paul Arizin? Remember him from the Philadelphia Warriors?
Absolutely. And it's interesting because when Joe was at Brown, Joe always used to tell the story about telling his coach. Now, Joe's varsity coach at Brown for basketball was not his freshman coach. His freshman coach was Weeb Eubank at Brown for basketball. Weeb Eubank, right? Colts and Jets. Right? But he said to his coach, I can guard Cousy. Told him, I can guard Cousy. Goes out there, guards Cousy. Cousy lights him up. Right? Coach looks at him and says, you can't guard Cousy. Nobody can guard Cousy. And Cousy yesterday got the Medal of Freedom from President Trump yesterday.
Yep.
He's 91 now.
I'm 91 years old. I didn't know he was still alive. But I remember the old Eastern Basketball League. Sunbury Mercury's had a team. Paul Arizin played for the Camden Bullets.
Yep. Hartford had a team in the EBL, the Hartford Capitals. So I remember the EBL.
Yeah. That was a good league.
Yes.
And when the Philly moved to San Francisco, Arizin didn't want to go.
Right.
So he played with the Camden Bullets. We got to see him play here in Sunbury.
Well, and
great
that
time.
Was the team. And guess what? Will Chamberlain went to San Francisco and then came back.
Came back. But them guys were loyal in those days.
Oh, you know what? Loyalty is something that my parents deeply instilled in me. I don't know about your parents, but my parents really deeply instilled the idea of loyalty. And it's maybe it's why I've stuck in places for a long time, because it's not comfort. It's part. I enjoy what I do, but also loyalty means something to me. And it's a two. And you know, Tony, loyalty is a two way street. And they
exactly.
have to be loyal to you too.
But if you're loyal, you also that means you do enjoy what you're doing because you enjoy the loyalty of the camaraderie of the organization.
See, and that's what's happened. Let's bring it back. But let's bring it back to what your original discussion was about high school football. Mm-hmm. High school football over the years, these schools that you talked about from years gone by, you developed a loyalty toward them, a loyalty toward the coach, a loyalty toward Friday night, loyalty to the rivalries. And I don't want people messing around too much with the part that we've become loyal to over the years, expecting us to develop new loyalties because it's dictated to us that we have to.
Right. When it's forced on you, it's a whole different ballgame.
Right. Exactly. Well, this is what we're going to do. It's better for all of us. Okay.
It is.
If you say so.
Hey, well, listen, you guys have a great day. Hope your teams win, unless you're playing Chamalkin.
Hey.
And
are you going to be there tonight? You going?
Yes, I am. That's why I'm
all right.
To get there a little early. All right, have a great day, guys.
Hey, Tony, it's Friday night in Pennsylvania. This is our time.
What more could you ask for?
And thanks, my friend. It's not going to be hot. Great. Thanks, Tony.
Right. Bye.
We'll come back with more in a moment, brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, great to have you with us. We're going to talk Little League Baseball with Jacob Bogage from
the Washington Post in the next half hour. Jeff Kerr is going to join us from CBS Sports on Monday to talk about the progress Miles Sanders has made to the point where he's impressing everybody in Eagles camp with how well he has progressed. You had an interesting call from someone about the move to 7 o'clock games. It had to do with, what, youth driving laws?
Yeah, our friend of the show, Barrett from Seals Grove, called in. The driving laws for young teens with permits and not licenses, I guess they had like curfews or what, 10 or 11 p.m. back in the day. And I guess the reason they would just so they could able, you know, if they were driving and wanted to get to a football game, maybe had to drive a little bit more. That was one of the reasons why there was a push to move the kickups up from 8 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Wow. Okay.
But when I was the AI, yeah, I remember all the games always kicked off at 8 o'clock on Friday nights.
See, in Connecticut, I played one night game ever. That was it. One. It was really cool, too. You're out there, and even though it was Saturday night, you're looking around, hey, you feel like you're playing Monday Night Football in the 70s.
Now, is it one of your rivals that you normally played every year, or was that like a one-off one? Or was it a playoff game?
It was a one-off.
Okay.
It was a one-off at the beginning of the year. It's just the way it went. But, yeah, that's it's the only time all of our other games would kick off at 1:30 on Saturdays all the time. The irony now is I think the high school I went to, I think they play almost all Friday night games now. But we'd play Saturday, and if it rained, we'd play Monday. So, you know, but we also had a cinder track, too.
J. Arlington Painter Memorial Stadium in Lock Haven had a cinder track as well.
Yep. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you my Lock Haven story? Lock Haven story. You'll like this.
I will like this.
Hurricane Hugo, 1989. So I go up there, and enemy is raining to beat the band, and that they still play the game. And, you know, there's... And all of a sudden, we're in the post game, and across from the press box, a transformer blows. Like, oh.
Oh, that's right. State College and Lock Haven played each other in football back then, back in the day. Yeah.
Yep. And, well, then I go into the next segment of the post-game show, and the transformer back of the press box goes, and I said, that's it. We're done. I'm not going to stay here. You kidding me?
And from there, you went to McDonald's, which was right next to the stadium.
No, I got in the car and I hightailed it back to State College because I was the third member of the football network in those days. So I was doing high school football on Friday nights and then working on the football network as one of the announcers the next day. I said, I'm getting back. There was no hightailing it to McDonald's. that was out. But, I mean, I wasn't going to stay there. Like, everything's around me's blowing up. that wasn't fun. It wasn't fun at all. All right.
That was probably a half a block up the street at the fraternity house that night. So.
Oh, probably were.
Right.
Probably were. That makes sense.
Yeah, 89, it was my, fall of 89, because I graduated that December, and, our fraternity house was... right there at Bellefonte Avenue in North Fairview, three blocks off campus and two blocks up the hill from McDonald's and Painter Stadium, where the old Lock Haven Bobcats used to play.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
About that, the old look. That's how I always loved about high school football. But I mean, I realize that times change, and the times do change especially with the regionalizations of high school, because populations change. But I don't want to lose all the, you know, what we had. Because guess what? What we had was fun and it worked. It worked. But, you know, I understand what Tony says about 8 o'clock starts and driving. But to me, there's the other part, too. It's the driving back part. I mean, that's one thing. When I do something, I don't mind driving to someplace. But it's always like, okay, I get to the last hour of driving back, and I'm like, okay, All right, let's get this thing done here. Not be reckless, but let's get this thing done. I'm tired. And so, you know, I do think about that part. That's why when I talk about the college basketball schedule, and again, I really like what the Big Ten very much did with the basketball schedule. It's conducive to attendance, and with a good team, it could be really conducive to attendance. Because I always think about that Harrisburg person, couple, family, whatever. Coming up in the weeknight, even for a 7 o'clock game, you're not going to get home. You got to get out of the Jordan Center. You got to get to the parking lot, get going. You know, maybe a 90-minute trip back. You're getting back at 11 to 11:30 at night. You got to go to work the next day.
And how many years have we heard about, you know, construction here and there on 322 as you're heading either north or south?
Yeah, I noticed that yesterday.
ETA a little behind schedule.
Nah, I got it. Was fine. I got there in time, but I noticed it. But if it's a Saturday and say it's a 2 o'clock game, well, now that family can go to dinner here in State College. They can get home by, you know, 6:37 at night and still have their evening. Hey, that is more of an enticement to get them to go to a game.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.